Hello and welcome to your GCSE Law Revision podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fundamental topics in the entire course, topic 1.1, the nature, purpose of, and liability in law. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. This sounds a bit abstract, but trust me, once you get your head around these ideas, everything else in GCSE law starts to click into place. This topic is the foundation. It's the why does law even exist question, and examiners absolutely love testing it. So grab your notes, get comfortable, and let's get into it. Let's start with the very basics. What actually is law, and how is it different from just a rule? Think about the rules in your house. Maybe you have to be home by 10 o'clock, or you can't use your phone at the dinner table. Those are rules, but they're not laws. The key differences are these three things: certainty, enforcement, and state sanctioning. Laws are certain. They're written down and publicly known. Laws are enforced. There's a mechanism to make people comply. And crucially, laws are state sanctioned. The government backs them up with authority. If you break a rule at home, your parents might be annoyed. If you break a law, the state can punish you. That's a big difference. Now, law serves several purposes in society. It protects rights and freedoms, it resolves disputes, it maintains order, and it reflects the moral values of society. Examiners often ask you to explain these purposes, so make sure you can give an example for each one. Next up, and this is really important, the difference between civil law and criminal law. Criminal law is about offences against society as a whole. The state, that's the Crown Prosecution Service, brings a case against the defendant. Think of cases like R versus Brown. The R stands for Regina, which is Latin for the crown. In criminal law, the burden of proof is on the prosecution, and the standard is beyond reasonable doubt. That's a very high bar. The jury must be sure of guilt. Civil law, on the other hand, deals with disputes between private individuals or organisations. The person bringing the case is called the claimant, not the prosecution, and they're suing the defendant. The standard of proof is much lower, on the balance of probabilities. That simply means it's more likely than not, over 50% likely, that the defendant is liable. Cases like Donoghue versus Stevenson are civil cases. Here's a memory trick for you. Think of the word civil. It sounds more polite, more private. Civil cases are between private parties. Criminal cases involve the crown, the whole of society. Now let's talk about legal theories, because these come up a lot in higher mark questions. There are three main theories you need to know. First, positivism. Positivists like H.L.A. Hart argue that law is law simply because it has been made by the proper authority, Parliament, for example. It doesn't matter whether the law is morally good or bad. Law and morality are separate things. Second, natural law. Natural law theorists argue the opposite, that law must be based on morality and justice. If a law is unjust, it isn't really a law at all. Third, utilitarianism. Utilitarians like Jeremy Bentham argue that the purpose of law is to create the greatest happiness for the greatest number of people. Laws should be judged by their outcomes. Do they make society better off overall?
Now, one of the most famous debates in legal theory is the Hart-Devlin debate, and it centres on the Wolfenden Report of 1957. The Wolfenden Committee recommended decriminalising homosexuality and prostitution between consenting adults in private. The question was, should the law enforce private morality? Lord Devlin said yes. He argued that society is held together by a shared moral framework, and if that framework breaks down, society itself will disintegrate. The law must enforce public morality to protect society. H.L.A. Hart said no. He drew on John Stuart Mill's harm principle, the idea that the only justification for restricting someone's freedom is to prevent harm to others. What consenting adults do in private is their own business, not the law's. This is a genuinely fascinating debate, and examiners love it. When you answer questions about it, always make sure you're attributing the right view to the right person. Hart equals separation of law and morality. Devlin equals enforcement of morality. Finally, let's cover the theories of punishment, which are codified in the Criminal Justice Act 2003. There are 7 key theories. Let me walk you through them. Retribution means the offender deserves to suffer. It's about proportionate punishment. Deterrence aims to put people off committing crimes, either the specific offender or the general public. Rehabilitation focuses on reforming the offender so they don't reoffend. Reparation means making amends to the victim. Restoration aims to restore relationships between the offender and the community. Denunciation is society's way of expressing that certain behaviour is unacceptable. And revenge, sometimes called the most primitive theory, is about satisfying public anger. Right, let's talk exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. The number one mistake I see candidates make is confusing the burden of proof. Remember, in criminal cases, it's beyond reasonable doubt, a very high standard because the consequences are so serious, like imprisonment. In civil cases, it's on the balance of probabilities, more likely than not. Never mix these up. Examiners will penalise you for it. The second big mistake is confusing Hart and Devlin. Hart supported the Wolfenden report. Devlin opposed it. Hart said law and morality are separate. Devlin said they're linked. If you get these the wrong way round, you'll lose marks on what could be easy questions. Third, when you're asked to discuss theories of punishment, don't just list them. Examiners want application. So if a question gives you a scenario, say a young offender who has committed theft, you need to say which theory is most appropriate and why. For example, a community service order reflects the theory of rehabilitation, as it aims to reform the offender rather than simply punish them. Okay, quick fire time. I'll ask a question you try to answer before I do. Ready? 1. What is the standard of proof in a criminal case? Beyond reasonable doubt. 2. What is the name of the person who brings a civil case? The claimant. 3. Which legal theorist argued that law and morality are separate? H.L.A. Hart. 4. What did the Wolfenden Report of 1957 recommend? Decriminalising homosexuality and prostitution between consenting adults in private. 5. Name one theory of punishment from the Criminal Justice Act 2003. Any of retribution, deterrence, rehabilitation, reparation, restoration, denunciation, or revenge. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up with your key takeaways from today. 1. Law differs from rules because it has certainty, enforcement, and state sanctioning. 2. Civil law uses the terms claimant and defendant with a standard of proof of balance of probabilities. Criminal law uses prosecution and defendant with a standard of beyond reasonable doubt, a very high standard for its consequences. 3. The 3 main legal theories are positivism, natural law, and utilitarianism. 4. Hart said law and morality are separate. Devlin said they are linked. The Wolfenden Report 1957 was the flashpoint for this debate. 5. There are 7 theories of punishment under the Criminal Justice Act 2003. That's it for today's episode. Well done for taking the time to revise. You're already ahead of the game. Keep practicing past paper questions, apply the theories to real examples, and you'll be in great shape for the exam. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.